Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 17th. Today's devotion is entitled, Let It Be Known. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 36. And at the time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. The book of 1 Kings recorded Elijah's confrontation with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel during a time of widespread apostasy in Israel. After the prophets of Baal cried out from morning until late afternoon without any response, Elijah stepped forward at the time of the offering of the oblation, which was the time of the evening sacrifice around the ninth hour or 3 p.m. This was the appointed hour of covenant worship prescribed by God. Elijah repaired the broken altar of the Lord and prayed a simple prayer. He asked that the people would know that the Lord alone was God and that his ministry had been carried out in obedience to God's word. The timing was significant because it connected Elijah's prayer to Israel's worship and foreshadowed the very hour when Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice, would give his life on the cross. We live in a world filled with competing voices and misplaced allegiances. Like Elijah, we are called to stand for the Lord even when others follow different gods. Our desire should not be to draw attention to ourselves, but to point others to Christ. For Christ's sacrifice on the cross has revealed God's love and provided the way of salvation. As we trust and obey Him, let it be known to all that Jesus is the one and only way to God. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for revealing yourself through your mighty works and through your Son, Jesus Christ. Use our lives to point others to Christ and to make your name known in our homes, churches, and communities. May our words and actions clearly testify that you alone are God. In Jesus' name, amen.